watching Sky News. Now we go over live to Dublin, where the story of Ireland's political and financial crisis just gets worse and worse. Britain, of course, helping to bail out the Irish to the tune of some 8 billion British pounds. We're joined by our special Sky News Ireland crisis correspondent, Pete Matthews. Can you tell us, Pete, what the mood is like on the barren streets of Dublin? And can you answer that in a manner which makes the question appear more probing and insightful than it actually is?
Good evening. Two sides remain neck and neck up the home straight. Well, two dark horses joining me in the studio, Alan and Mark. Alan, who do you fancy to lift the title at this stage?
Well, because they're on top and they're winning games. Not only are they winning games, but they're losing games. There are more points than all the sides in the league below them. You can't really look beyond Manchester United and Arsenal.
That's a fascinating point, Alan. Mark, has anyone else caught your eye recently?
Well, I just think the likes of you, you know, sort of Manchester City's and your Tottenham Hotspurs and your Chelsea's and your Liverpool's, I just think they've left it a bit too late, Gary, you know, unless they manage to get some points on the road and, of course, win their own games, anything's possible, but that's about as likely as me saying something interesting, I think.
Well, it's action, drama and excitement all the way here in Belfast as we bring you the news, views and the results of sport in Northern Ireland. We start with soccer and let's go straight away to the results of the Auto Windshield Windscreen Wiper Fluid Irish League Division 1.
David Beckham, is this make or break time for England in your view?
Well, obviously, you know, you've got a big game coming up against the Montenegros and it's not going to be easy. It's never easy against the Scandinavians.
My next guest is a British acting legend, having starred in over 500 movies, most of which were absolutely appalling. Would you please, please welcome Sir Donald Sidebottom.
We have got some fabulous guests on the show tonight. My favourite comedian, first up, the fabulous Dara O'Brien, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, and this week on Mark the Week, we are talking to lots of different guests, lots of different people on the show, very, very funny people, and talking about the events of the week and all that sort of thing. I've been speaking really, really rapidly for no apparent reason. Mark the Week, that's a show, that's a panel, BBC Two,
Ladies and gentlemen, the remarkable, the fantastic, the beauteously, harmoniously, wondrously, stupendously beautiful Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you. We have got a fabulous show for you tonight with stars from all over the world. My favourite comedian, Billy Frisbee, is here. The fabulous Bing Bing will be performing their latest song, Bang Bang. And Hollywood superstar Dwight Judd talks about his new movie, I Love Me Too. Sounds amazing, doesn't it?
Or maybe not.
Join me, Craig Doyle, on English Premiership Rugby, where I'll be joking and goofing around and discussing the footy. It'll be exciting, it'll be exhilarating, I'll be wearing a t-shirt instead of a shirt, and whispering at the end of my sentences.